As much as
如一样的多
Matsya incarnation as a fish, etc.
一条鱼的化身等等
Rupani forms
形体
Date eternally accepts
永恒的接受
Jayat apparently relinquishes
表面上放弃
Yata exactly like
Nata
Magician
魔术师
Bubara
Burden of the world 世界的负担
Shapita
Relieved 减轻
Yena
By which 吸收它
Jaho
Let go 放弃
Touch
That Not
Cha
Also 也
Kalevaram Body
虚体
Translation The Supreme Lord relinquished the body which he manifested to diminish the burden of the earth. Just like a magician, he relinquishes one body to accept different ones, like the fish incarnation and others.
至尊主放弃了躯体，那是他为了减轻地球上的负担而展示出来的，就像一位魔术师一样，他放弃了一种 躯体接受其他不同的躯体，就像鱼的化身和其他的化身。
Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead, is neither impersonal nor formless, but His body is non-different from Him, and therefore He is known as the embodiment of eternity, knowledge and bliss. So I'll read the whole purport,
yeah,
and then you'll read. In the Brihad Vaishnava Tantra, it is clearly mentioned that anyone who considers the form of Lord Krishna to be made of material energy must be ostracized by all means. And if by chance the face of such an infidel is seen, one must clean himself by jumping in the river with his clothing. The Lord is described as Amrita, or deathless, because he has no material body. Under the circumstances, the Lord's dying or quitting his body is like the jugglery of a magician. The magician shows by his tricks that he is cut to pieces, burned to ashes, or made unconscious by hypnotic influences, But all are false shows only. Factually, the magician himself is neither burnt to ashes nor cut to pieces, nor is he dead or unconscious at any stage of his magical demonstration. Similarly, the Lord has his eternal forms of unlimited variety, of which the fish incarnation, as was exhibited within this universe, is also one. Because there are innumerable universes, somehow or other the fish incarnation must be manifesting his pastimes without cessation. In this verse, the particular word date, eternally accepted, and not the word ditva, accepted for the occasion, is used. The idea is that the Lord does not create the fish incarnation. He eternally has such a form, and the appearance and disappearance of such an incarnation serves particular purposes. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 24 and 25, the Lord says, "The impersonalists think that I have no form, that I am formless, but that at present I have accepted a form to serve a purpose, and now I am manifested. But such speculators are factually without sharp intelligence. Though they may be good scholars in the Vedic literatures, they are practically ignorant of my inconceivable energies and my eternal forms of personality. The reason is that I reserve the power of not being exposed to the non-devotees by my mystic curtain. The less intelligent fools are therefore unaware of my eternal form, which is never to be vanquished and is unborn. In the Padma Purana, it is said that those who are envious and always angry at the Lord are unfit to keep to know the actual and eternal form of the Lord. In the Bhagavatam also it is said that the Lord appeared like a thunderbolt to those who were restless. Shishupal, at the time of being killed by the Lord, could not see him as Krishna, being dazzled by the glare of the Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, the temporary manifestation of the Lord as a thunderbolt to the restless appointed by Kamsa, or the glaring appearance of the Lord before Shishupal, was relinquished by the Lord, but the Lord as a magician is eternally existent and is never vanquished in any circumstance. Such forms are temporarily shown to the asuras only, and when such exhibitions are withdrawn, the asuras think that the Lord is no more existent, just as the foolish audience thinks the magician to be burnt to ashes or cut to pieces. The conclusion is that the Lord has no material body, and therefore he is never to be killed or changed by his transcendental body."
要指由圣帕乌帕转述，至尊性格神手既不是非人格的，也不是无形体的，不过他的躯体和他自己没有不同，因此他具永恒知识和快乐于一身。在大维什纳瓦 Tantra 中明白地提到，任何人以为主 Krishna 的形体是物质能力做的，就必须用一切方法将它摒弃。一旦遇到这样不信神的人，就要和衣服一样跳和衣服和衣一起跳进河中，把自己洗涤干净。主被描述成不死不灭的，因为他没有物质的形体。在这样的情况之下，主的死亡或离开他的形体，就像一位魔术师变戏法一样。魔术师用他的法术演出自己被切成一片一片，烧成灰烬，或者是由催眠影响而失去意识，但一切都是假的。实际上，魔术师本人既没有被烧成灰烬，也没有被切成一片一片。他的魔术表演的任何阶段都没有死亡，也没有任何失去知觉。同样的道理是，主在他永恒的无限多样的形体在这物质宇宙内展现的鱼之化身，也是其中一种。因为有无数的宇宙，鱼的化身就一定会在这里或那里不停地展示的逍遥时光。在这一世节中用了Dati 这特殊的字，意即永恒的接受，而不是 Ditva 偶尔接受。其中的意义是，主并没有创造鱼的化身，他永恒的有这样一种形体，这样一种化身的出现和演技是为了特殊目的的服务的。主在波迦梵歌中说，不智慧者不认识我， 以为我仰以这人格性的形体出现，由于知识浅薄，他们永不认识我的高等本性，我不变和至高无上的本性，我永不向愚昧无智慧者展示自己。对于他们，我永为自己永恒富创造性的力量Yogamaya 所遮蔽，因此世界被蒙蔽，不认识我。尽管我无声，永不犯错。在宇宙故事莲花之部中指出，那些嫉妒的和一直对主愤怒的人，就不会知道主的实际和永恒的形体。在博雅瓦坛中也指出主对那些脚力士摔跤力士来说，就像闪电。师叔帕拉在被主杀死的时候看不到他就是 Krishna， 这是由于被泛光的灿烂搞了眼花的缘故。因此主作为雷电在康萨所派的摔跤力士面前展示出现的展示，或是在师叔帕拉面前强光出现的展示，都是由主自己放弃。但是像一位魔术师一样的主却是永恒存在的，而且在任何情况之下都是不会减灭的。诸如此类的形体只是对于阿苏若展示，而一旦这样的展示收回后，阿苏若就以为主不再存在了。这就像愚蠢的观众以为魔术师被烧成了灰烬或切成了一片一片。结论是主并无物质的形体，因此他永不被杀或者变成或改变他的超然的形体。
So this is a very nice purport by Srila Prabhupada.
那么这是圣帕拉帕撰写的一个非常好的要旨。
And he's speaking about the mystery of Lord Krishna's birth.
他讲到了主这个 Krishna 出生的神秘性。
But Lord Krishna himself is speaking about the peculiarity of his birth in the Bhagavad Gita.
那么Krishna 本人在博迦梵歌中就亲自讲述他的出生的神秘性。
And in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that if anyone knows about his activities and his birth, the bahunam, Lord Krishna's birth is very special. So if he knows about the birth and activities of Lord Krishna, then he doesn't take birth again in this material world.
那在博迦梵歌中，主 Krishna 自己亲自就讲述，任何人如果说能够明白了解他出生和活动的本性的话，那么那个人就绝对不会在这个物质世界投生了。
So in the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada speaks about the rising and the setting of the sun.
那么在要旨中，圣帕拉帕讲述到太阳的出生和日落。
So when we're all small children, we look at the rising of the sun, and when it sets in the evening, we think the sun is gone, isn't it? We all be like that.
那么我们当时小孩子的时候，我们早上看到日出，晚上的日落了。日落之后，我们就以为这个太阳没了，走了。
I remember when I was a small boy, one time when the sun went away, and because we had to stop playing, I went to my father and I said, you know, why is the sun gone? And it should come back.
然后我记得我很小的时候啊。我们在那玩，然后呢就是日落之后呢我们就不能再玩下去了，我就到我父亲那里问，哎，这个太阳去哪了，他干嘛他应该回来啊。
So when the sun sets, it's just gone out of our vision, but it doesn't mean it's not there.
当这个日落之后呢，只是说它离开了我们的视线之外，并不意味着它不存在了。
And it's the same sun. It is not that now because I was born in South Africa. So the sun in South Africa is different from the sun in Hong Kong.
那么并不是说这是同样一个太阳啊，并不是说我出生在南非，那么南非的太阳跟香港的太阳不一样。
So Krishna is like that. His body is not like your body and my body.
Krishna 就是这样的，他的身体呢不像你的身体和我的身体这个样子。
We were forced to take birth in this material world because of our past activities.
那么我们因为过往的错误是被迫的投生在物质世界的。
But Krishna's body is transcendental.
那 Krishna 的形体呢是超然的。
And Lord Brahma, in the prayers Brahma Samhita, he glorifies Lord Krishna like this, that any of the organs or the senses of Krishna can do any of the other functions. Just like he can see with his ears, and he can hear with his nose. They're all interchangeable.
那么在这个 Brahma Samhita 之中，主 Brahma 的赞扬主 Krishna 啊，说他的任何的这个一个感官可以做所有其他感官的活动，比如说他可以用眼睛听， 然后呢用耳朵看，或者说任何一感官做其他的活动，都是可以互相交换的。
So to understand Krishna requires a qualification.
那么要明白 Krishna 是需要这个资格的。
In the ninth canto of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Idam tu te guyatamam. Guyatamam, guya means a secret.
那么在《薄伽梵歌》的第九章里边，那么Krishna 呢就讲
guyatamam。
Guya Taman
means the word Guya means secrets.
那么 Guya Taman 这个意思就是秘密。
Pravakshyami Anasuyave. Krishna is saying that Pravakshyami, I'm speaking to you this message because there was a certain qualification on the part of Arjuna.
那么 Krishna 讲，我给你讲这个知识，先是因为呢，这个听者而知呢有这个相当的资格。
And Arjuna's qualification was Anasuyave.He wasn't envious.
那么阿智那的资格是阿那苏亚维，就是他不嫉妒。
So also Krishna says, "Naham prakasa sarvasya yoga maya samavrita." I, the unintelligent persons, cannot see me. For them, I'm covered by my internal potency.、And、therefore, they cannot understand how I am indestructible and supreme.
那么 Krishna 讲，没有智慧的人是看不到我的，因为我是被我的内在能量所这个遮蔽着的啊，所以说他看不到我。
Now, in this purport, there's a very interesting point which Srila Prabhupada starts this purport with, and this is about the impersonalists. He's speaking about impersonalists.
那么这个师节呢，帕帕帕讲开始了一个非常。一个非常有重要的观点来开始的，他讲到是非人格主义者。
In many of his books, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Adi Lila section, Prabhupada gives a lot of commentaries on the impersonalists or the Mayavadis.
那么在道上都讲述了很多非人格主义者呢，说 Krishna 是没有形象的，实际上是他没有形象。
And the Mayavadis say the same thing, that his body is also material like yours and mine.
那么玛雅巴迪呢说 Krishna 身体呢跟也是物质的，跟你的我的是一样的。
So this verse is saying he relinquishes one body to accept different ones, like the fish incarnation and others.
他呢放弃一个形象，又接受另外一个形体，就像那个鱼的化身一样啊。
But Prabhupada is saying not only this Matsya avatar, this incarnation or this form of Lord Krishna, comes and goes, but it is eternal.In other words, it's like an eternal roadshow. When he comes to this planet and when he leaves, he goes to another planet to have the same pastimes.
那么圣帕帕帕讲 Krishna 这个鱼的这个化身，它是就是在不同的星球上出现消失，出现消失，像一个持续不断的这样一个路演一样，总是出现的。
So Prabhupada is quoting in this purport text number 24 and 25 of the 7th chapter.That in those verses it is said that unintelligent men who do not know me think that I was impersonal before and have now assumed this form. So they,
okay, yeah.
So they think that this impersonal form, Krishna is, it's also a feature of the absolute truth where he is impersonal. Just like the energy, nadyo sanadyo tatanu ruhani. Everything is the energy of Krishna.But they cannot see that beyond this energy of Krishna, there's a person.
那么帕圣帕帕帕在这个世界里边的引述《薄伽梵歌》第七章24-25之节，说不智慧不认识我啊，以为我仰以这人格性的形体出现。他们就以为 Krishna 呢，它是一种非人格性的部分，而对于绝对真理来讲，非人格性的部分，比如说能量，它也确实是主的一个构成部分。
And therefore, he's described also in his verse as a magician.
那世界里边呢，也就是讲到 Krishna 就像一个魔术师。
How many of you have seen a magic show?
你们谁看过这个魔术表演啊
？Were you impressed with the magician? You think, wow, how could he have done this? Where did he bring this flower from? Or where did he bring this mango from? Isn't it? You're very impressed with the magician.
然后你有没有这个觉得在看表演的时候很这个大？大大的吃惊啊，他怎么一下子变出一个花，或者一下子变出一个芒果来
？Yeah, so it is. if an ordinary magician can do such amazing things, so to speak, what to speak of the most supreme transcendental magician, which is Krishna.
如果说一般的魔术师啊，都会做出这些神奇的事情来。 更何况这个就是绝对的自尊超然的这个魔术师 Krishna 呢?
One time when a magician came to see Prabhupada, and he was doing so many things, even with Prabhupada actually. He would somehow bring one fluff from Prabhupada's head, and everyone was getting very impressed. And Prabhupada, you know, he was appearing to look very impressed with the acts of this magician.
曾经呢，有一个魔术师去见帕帕，然后之后呢，他就从手里一下变出一个水果啊，从帕帕的头上一下子拿出一朵花，然后呢，很多奉献者，包括帕帕本人啊，就好像是很赞赏、很欣赏这样的一个表情。But
my real magic show, Prabhupada told this magician, is that I can change the hearts of people in this age of Kali.
但是呢，巴呢就这么说，那我这个魔术呢，是我可以在这个年代里边把人的心改变了。And
isn't that one of the most difficult things to do? To change your heart?
然后呢，就认为这个是最难办的一个事情嘛，把你的心变成是一个奉献者的心啊。So
it's not a very easy thing. But when one surrenders to Krishna, then all these impurities from the hearts are taken away from Krishna.
这是不容易的事情的。当一个人去皈依 Krishna 的时候，那么他要把自己的心完全拿出来交给 Krishna。
Vidu Noti Suhir Satam means that Krishna personally takes up the task or the work of cleansing the heart of the devotee.
那么那个师姐呢就讲说 ，Krishna 是亲自的来负责来清洁奉献者的心灵的。
On our own, it's very difficult. Because when you look in our heart and we see so many unwanted things there.
然后呢，这是非常非常难的。当我们自己看，观看自己的心灵的时候啊，这里边有那么多那么多的不该要的东西。
So by chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna.
对，通过唱诵主的这个圣名。
All these unwanted things from the heart are removed.
所有心中这个不想要的这些东西呢，都被清除了。
So the greatest journey we can make in this age of Kali, as devotees, is to eventually come to realize that the name of Lord Krishna is non-different from Himself.
然后呢，就是这卡利年代里边，我们要最难做的这样的一个行程，就是说最终的能够明白，Krishna的圣名和Krishna本人是毫无区别的。There's
one very beautiful prayer by Queen Kunti.
那么圣昆蒂皇后，她有非常美丽的一个祷文。
And she says, Maya Javan Nikaschanam, Agya Doksha Jamavyayam, Nalakyashe Mudadisa, Nato Natya Dharoyata. Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. Being beyond the range of limited sense perception.
就是在这个有限的感官的观测限度之外。
You are the eternally irreproachable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy.
那么你呢是被这个虚幻能量所覆盖着的这个。You're okay.
You're invisible to the foolish observer.
你呢对于这些愚蠢的那些个人呢是他们是看不到你的。Exactly
as an actor dressed as a player cannot be recognized.
就像是一个这个演员。 穿上这个道具之后呢，别人就看不出他了。Like
now the Viva Kultura, this festival is here from Poland. So many devotees have come. There's about 16 devotees who have come, and they'll be doing one drama, which is the Ramayana, right? And they have all these masks. So when they're wearing the mask, you don't know who's who, isn't it?
比如说我们现在呢有一队从波兰来的这个奉献者，他们呢将会做这个 Ramayana 的演出，他们呢会戴上这些面具啊，戴上面具之后呢，谁都看不出来谁是谁了。So
when Krishna comes, he comes like an ordinary boy, isn't it? He's the son of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda, born in a coward family in Vrindavan.
那么他来 Krishna 来的时候呢，是一个普通的小男孩的形象来的，他是这个亚苏的妈妈和南达玛哈尔的儿子，出生在文达本。
So when the yoga maya energy, this internal potency of Krishna, is basically when it lifts, then what's covering this internal potency is the effulgence emanating from the body of Lord Krishna.
然后呢，就是这个yoga maya, 当这个Krishna 出现的时候，是把在 Krishna 的这个身体的外围一直包裹着他的。
Krishna has many energies.
Krishna 有很多种能量。
Parasya Shakti Vividaya Shruyate. He has many energies. The external energy, the marginal, the living entities are described as being marginal. And then we have the internal potency. We are considered to be marginal because we can be influenced either by the external energy or we can come under the internal potency of Krishna.
Krishna 有很多种能量，有外在的能量，然后我们这些生物体呢是边际能量，然后 Krishna 还有内在的能量。我们是边际能量，因为我们是有可能被外在能量影响的。
So when you come under the internal potency of Krishna, then that person is called a Mahatma.
当我们呢就是这个进入到 Krishna 内在能量之中之后呢，这个人就被称为 Mahamatma。
Mahatma, Mahatmanam tu partha daivim pakritim asiraha. The great soul, the great devotee comes under the influence or the shelter of the internal potency and Maya cannot touch him anymore.
那么呢，伟大的灵魂是在 Krishna 内在的能量的保护之下， Maya 呢就再不会碰到他了。
So, when we chant the holy names of Lord Krishna, we've been transferred from the external potency coming under the influence or the shelter of the internal potency.
那我们唱诵主的这个圣名呢，我们就会被从这个外在能量的这个控制之下，转移到内在能量的保护之下。
So this dharma, the word we use dharma, dharma rakshita rakshiti, is when we uphold the principles of religion, then religion upholds us.
我们讲 dharma 是宗教原则啊。也就是说，当我们总是这个坚守宗教原则的时候，那么这个宗教原则 Dharma 就会来保护我们。
Just like you notice when you chant the holy names very nicely, don't commit offenses, take prasad, come to Guru Puja, come to class. You notice the mind doesn't trouble you so much. You have this experience?
然后接着我们可以体会到，如果说我们 Japa 的时候质量非常好啊，然后呢做蒙格拉尔提，就Guru Puja，参加所有这些活动，然后呢这个心意就不再来骚扰我们。
And then if you don't do like this, after some time you see the mind begins to trouble you.
如果说你不这样做呢，过一段时间你会感觉这个心意就来骚扰你了。
So in spiritual life, the central point is to basically start controlling the mind.
灵性的这个生活呢，最核心的事情就是控制心意。
And whatever you see, whatever you do, creates a vasuna or an impression which gets stored in the mind.
就是你不管你看到的东西和你这个做的事情呢，都会在心里边，就是储藏在心里边，影响心意。
You may think you've forgotten about it, but it is there.
你可能这个以为你忘记了，但是它还是在那里的。
That's like if I ask all of you now to not see a white Mercedes Benz.
比如说呢，我就是要求你们所有人都不要去看一个白色的这个奔驰车啊。
So now immediately you're seeing it because you had some experience of it.
然后呢，你马上你在心里边你会看到，你能看到这样一个形象。为什么？因为你在外边看到过。
But if I say I want all of you now to see very clearly a white Kalpikas, so immediately the mind you don't know what you're talking about because you had no experience of it, so we can't see it.
What's Kalpikas?
Say Kalpikas.
然后比如说我现在跟你们说，你们马上去清楚的看到一个白色的 Qualifix， 你们看不到的，因为你们不知道 Qualifix 是什么东西。
So the mind is thinking, what's that?
然后呢，你们想心意里面就想这 Qualifix 什么东西啊？你讲什么东西啊
？It's because you didn't have an experience.
因为你不知道什么是 Qualifix。
And therefore you can't see it.
所以你看不到它。
But if I said if a Qualifix is a type of rose, then you say, it looks like that. It's a flower.So by association, you try to compare it to something.
然后我说 Qualifix 呢就是一种这个玫瑰花啊，然后呢你就马上就会有这样一个形象，但是玫瑰花是什么样子。
So we got to cleanse the mind.
然后呢说这就是心意的这个。
This like I was giving this example, what else is there back in the mind?
然后呢比如说我这个例子就是说这个在心意的后边是什么东西。
This like during Kartik,Right, it is said it's a very intense time because the more you chant, then the more the purification takes place.
那么比如说在开始一个月的时候是非常这个紧张的，也就是说你这个念诵的越多，这个净化就越多。
And I've seen devotees like literally almost go crazy during Kartik because they're getting too much mercy and they have too many desires.
然后呢，这个我看到很多奉献者，他们这个很就疯狂了。他们呢就是得到了这个更多的仁慈，也得到了很多的欲望。
I remember this last Kartik that passed, and for some reason or the other, I went back to when I was a 10-year-old boy, right, and thinking of something which actually never thought of before, but all these things are in the heart. It comes up at different times, so we've got to cleanse these impressions, remove them, so we don't think of them at the time of death.
然后呢我记得就过去的就是上一个开几个月，我呢好像是就是回到了又回到了我这个十岁的时候的这个生活的这个地方，然后呢心中产生很多以前没有从来没有过的愿望。
And Lord Krishna says whatever you think of at the time of death, that state too you will attain without fail.
我们要把这些欲望呢都清除掉，不能带到这个死亡的时候。Krishna 说我们死亡的时候有什么欲望呢，就会把我们带到那儿去啊。
So this is a true story. There was one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, and he was one time in his car, and his car for some reason stalled while he was right in the center of the railway track.
然后呢这是一个真实的故事。有一次呢圣帕帕一个门徒他开车呢就是好像有很堵塞啊，他就在这个马路的中间就停下了。
And he didn't want to leave the car because he thought he would be able to get the car out before the train came. He didn't want to leave the car because he thought the car would
stop. The car stopped on the train.
On the railway track.
Railway track.
Right.
Okay.
So he didn't want to leave the car because he thought he'd be able to get the car started and he would get it out.
Okay. 那么这个车呢是一下子停在了这个铁轨上面。然后呢他没有下车，他以为那是火车来之前他可以把车开出去啊。
But he couldn't, and the train, he saw the train approaching from the distance.
然后呢他就是没办法把车开走，然后他看到火车就开过来了。
And the train somehow hit the car, and this devotee knew that at the time he thought he was going to die, so he knew that at the time of death one has to think of Krishna.
然后呢这个火车啊马上就撞到这个他的这个小汽车上面了。然后呢这个奉献者还想了，哦，在这个死亡之前我是应该想着Krishna的。
So he started chanting the holy names.
然后他就开始唱诵圣名Hare Krishna。
But the moment the train made impact with the car, he thought of his wife.
然后呢就在这个火车马上就撞到这个他的车上的时候，他就想到了他的妻子。
Because that was the most important thing. Who's going to look after my family?
然后呢他说因为这是最最重要的事情啊，然后我死了之后谁照顾我的家庭啊。
So Krishna says, and then he actually survived that accident.
然后呢他没有死啊，他就是从那个就是
yeah, told,
那个事故上死里逃生了。
And he told the story to some of his god brothers.
然后呢他就把这个故事啊讲给他的这个神兄弟们听。
So when we chant the holy names of Lord Krishna, it is a practice to remember Lord Krishna at the time of death.
当我们唱诵这个主的圣名的时候呢，这是一种练习，是在我们死亡的那个时刻能够记住 Krishna 的练习。
There's one Bengali proverb which goes, Bhajan Kare, Sadan Kare, Murtya Jangle Hoy.That one's bhajan and one's sadhana is going to be tested at the time of death.
有一个孟加拉的这样谚语是这样说的，说你的这个 sadhana, 你的 bhajan 都会在死亡的那一时刻得到这个验证。
Because it's like when you're in school, the teacher doesn't know how much the student is absorbing and whether he's just sitting there attentively looking at the teacher, isn't it?
然后呢，这个就像上学的时候，就老师啊，他不知道下边这个学生坐在那儿是专心的听了呢，还是没有专心的听啊。
Especially, I know when we were in school, we wouldn't like this to kind of fool the teacher that we're listening to him. We became very expert at just looking at him, but we'd be daydreaming about the soccer match we'd be having after school.
然后呢，比如就像我感觉，就像我上学的时候，我如果说不喜欢哪个老师讲课的话，我就装得很专注，很专注的瞪着眼睛看着他这个听他讲课啊，那心里边想的就是哦，外边的那个足球赛啊。
So the teacher wouldn't know until he gave us a test, the exam. Say, all right, the exam, let's see how much you know.
然后呢，这个老师不知道我们学的怎么样的，直到说他说 OK, 我现在来考试啊，看你们学的如何。
And that is why Krishna consciousness is not a bed of roses, isn't it? When we first came to Krishna consciousness, we thought, ooh, every day I'll have gulab jamuns, rasa gula, sweet rice, I'll sing and dance and chant.We think it's going to be like that, but after some time, Krishna tests. He gives some difficulty. Let's see what this devotee knows.
然后他说我们这个 Krishna 知觉的这种生活啊，开始的时候我们以为哦太甜美了，天天吃我都可以吃这个 gulab jamun, rasa gula, 甜奶饭，然后了都这么轻松的生活。然后过一段时间 ，Krishna 就开始给我们测试了。
Like now, our troop.Of devotees, 15 of us, we are coming from Australia, from Auckland. But before that, we were in Australia, in a farm in Govinda Valley.
然后呢，说我呢，这就是带着几个奉献者是从新西兰的奥克兰过来啊。然后呢，之前呢，我们是在澳大利亚的这个 Govinda Valley, Govinda 这个山谷那个这个农庄里边的。
And we had to cross the river.To go to the other side.
我们呢要这个要过河，过了河之后呢，到这个农庄的另一边去。
And then while we were sleeping in the night, the river swelled its banks, and we couldn't leave the farm to go to do our program, which was in Byron Bay.
然后呢，我们这个晚上睡了一觉之后呢，这个河水就涨起来了。涨起来之后呢，我们没有办法再过到河去了。去参加那个活动了。
Eventually, Maharaj got us to cross the fields, and we went to the other side. We went and did the program, finished late at night, 12, and then we got a message: we cannot go back to the farm because it's flooding.
然后呢，因为我们是就是过了河，走很远的地啊，然后到河的另外一边去做这个活动，一直这个节目到晚上12点钟。到了12点钟之后呢，我们就得到了消息说我们回不去了。
So we had to stay in a motel, about 6 or 7 of us in one room, like this, we had to share the room that night. And then while we were there, we got another message that not only the floods, we couldn't get onto the farm, but where some of us were staying, the waters had entered into the room and destroyed some of our possessions.
In farm?
Yeah. It came in the guest house where we were staying.The waters came into the guest house.
然后呢，他那个河呢涨水了。涨水之后呢，不单单说我们没法回到农庄去了，那水甚至涨到我们住的那个，我们六七个人住在一个就是这个汽车旅馆的房间里边，人那个水都冲到我们汽车旅馆的房间里了。
So devotees lost so much of their possessions. I lost my laptop. It got destroyed in the water.
然后呢，就是很多奉献者都失去了很多这个。他们的财产啊，我的手提电脑就被洪水吞没了。
So my main service wherever I go, even in South Africa, is to give a lot of classes and seminars and workshops like that. So the next day, Maharaj asked me to give the class, and I'm very dependent on my laptop, because whenever I have to do some research on what the class, I always go in, look at the verses, try to find other verses, but I had no laptop. It was washed away.
然后呢，因为我的这个服务呢，就是在不管在南非啊各个地方，经常是被要求讲课的，所以说我非常依赖这个手提电脑，在上面呢就找很多相关的这种资料的。然后现在的话，这个手提电脑被洪水这个毁坏了。
So Krishna was testing, how attached I was and how much I was prepared to give, like they give that out, so that I could still go on with my service. There's like a small child, right? When you take something away from them, then they begin to sulk. I'm not going to do like this. Oh, you've taken away my lollipop, so I'm not going to go to school.
然后呢 ，Krishna 是这样来考验我啊，就把我的东西拿走之后，看我是不是仍然能够继续前进的。像一个小孩子，你要比如说他把他的这个玩具拿走了之后，他开始就很愤怒。哦，你拿走了玩具，我今天不上学去了。
So we very much into our immediate sense gratification.
我们呢就是非常开始专注，我们就已经放在眼前的这种感官享乐。
And if you take it away, then we become so disturbed.
如果说把这个拿走了之后，我们觉得就是这么受骚扰啊。
But there's one nice verse in the Bhagavatam, Tate Nukampam Shushamikshamano, that even if in the face of reversals, if one can go on offering obeisances from the core of his heart to Krishna, then the kingdom of God becomes his rightful claim. When even though the reversals are there, the difficulties and calamities are there.
即使说是有很多内心的这种困难啊。
If you can still go on offering obeisances without any anger.
如果说这个人呢，仍然是能够毫无愤怒的去这个做顶拜。
Then the kingdom of God becomes his rightful claim.
然后呢，这个神的王国就会降，就是会这个展示给他。
It's like when they had the tsunami, everyone was angry with God, isn't it?How could he have done this?
比如说像有那个发生海啸的时候，所有人呢就对神都很愤怒啊，他为什么就是让海啸出现了。
So when you're angry with God, then basically it is, you're not helping God, but it is for, it's in your own, to your own detriment. It goes against you. This is the mentality we got to change, because we're either angry with God or we're envious,All these things are there, and as a result of that, we cannot appreciate him.
就是我们呢，就是心中对于神呢，都有这种嫉妒啊、愤怒啊这种潜在的这些欲望。
So, I got a small child here. He's sitting next to me. Let's try to imagine. He's only about 3 or 4 years old. Can everyone see him? Very nice boy. Right? He's sitting here and he's listening to my class.
他说呢，你们看到吗？我在这里呢，有个三四岁的一个小男孩啊，他就坐在这里边在听我讲课。
And I'm facing him, on my left hand I got a bright red lollipop, and on my right hand I got a white envelope, which has got $1 million check written in it. Can you see this? And I'm giving it to this child.
然后呢，比如说，假设说现在我呢，左手拿着一个玩具啊。右手呢拿着一个白信封，白色的信封里边有$100,000的这个支票，我呢就拿着这两个东西对着这个孩子啊。
And the mother is standing here.
然后他的这个妈妈站在那边。
So what do you think the child is going to go for? Is he going to go for that bright red lollipop, or is he going to go for the envelope?
然后呢，你们想这个孩子会去拿什么东西呢？会去拿着这个白色的这个玩具呢，还是会去拿这个玩具呢，还是拿这个信白色的信封呢？
Maha, what do you think he'll go for? He'll like the lollipop. He'll go for the lollipop because he's associating that lollipop with instant gratification.
然后他当然会去拿这个玩具啊，因为这个东西对他来讲呢有这个马上的这种感官的满足。
So he comes to take the lollipop, and his mother is shouting, "Take the envelope, you idiot! Because you'll be able to buy lollipops for the rest of your life."
然后之后呢，这个孩子呢拿了这个玩具走掉了啊，然后他的妈妈会马上就把这个白色的信封拿走啊。
Because if he takes the envelope, then he'll be able to buy lollipops for the rest of his life, isn't it?
然后呢，他说就是把这个有着支票的信封拿走之后呢，一生之中你都可以买任何这个玩具的。
But we don't know that. We like the little child.
但是我们呢不是那样子啊，我们像小孩子一样。
Therefore, the scriptures are giving a regulated sense gratification. When we come to Krishna consciousness, if we take away all the enjoyment, we can't handle this. So Krishna is giving regulated enjoyments.
然后呢，就是我们学习经典 ，Krishna 就给我们受规范限制的这样的感官享乐。
How many of you are married here? And how many of you have children? Right? So if you're married and you have children, and when your child gets sick,The father wants to give the medicine to the child, but the child won't want to take the medicine because it's too bitter. So he will give him one sweet. And he says, if you take this sweet, then I'll give you, if you take this medicine, I'll give you one sweet.
然后呢，就是你们中如果说有结了婚有孩子的人啊，如果这个孩子呢生病了的话，他不想吃药的，药很苦啊。然后呢，你就一手拿着药，一手拿着这个甜品，你就说你要是吃了药呢，我马上就给你个甜品的。
Now the sweet has got nothing to do whatsoever with him getting better.
然后这个甜品呢，对于他这个疾病康复啊，没有任何关系的。
But he knows that if the father knows that if he doesn't give him that sweet, he won't take the medicine.
然后但是这个父亲知道，如果说要不给他个甜品呢，他就不吃药的。
So according to the Dayananda Goswami, this is called Parokshavada or indirect persuasion.
那么根据这个 Dayananda Goswami 的说法呢，这个叫做
indirect persuasion, Parokshavada.
Persuasion, what's persuasion?
Persuasion is indirect encouragement, encouraging the child indirectly to take the medicine.
那么就是说它是一种这个这种间接的鼓励啊，跟间接的鼓励啊。
So like that, when we come to Krishna consciousness, isn't it? First, there'll be all these wonderful sweets, rasagula, gulab jamuns. What's your favorite? What else? What's your favorite sweet?
Halava.
Rasmalai, Hari Bol. Chandra? Oh, Hari Hari. See? You've already been glorified. Chandra Prabhu likes Chinese prasad. What specific sweet? Okay, when you get there. Gora. Whoa, 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 apple crumble. So we are not asking this for nothing because this is what the devotees want during this next 10 days.
我问的不同的奉献者，他们有这个不同的爱好啊。然后之后呢，就他们这些个喜欢的这些 prasadam 都是就是今后几天都会出现的 prasadam 啊。
And in the corner there, the red jacket is Tribhuvaneshwar Prabhu. Put your hand up, Tribhuvanesh. He is a very, very good singer. This now you will hear him singing for Guru Puja. Very, very sweet, melodious singer. And he likes sweets also. And I saw that in Auckland, in his room, he'd keep all the sweets. When after the festival, he'll take about 10 sweets and he'll keep it in his room also. You all do like that also?
然后比如这些帕布呢，他是一个非常非常甜美的这样一个可以非常甜美的唱歌啊，他非常喜欢甜品。然后在这个新西兰的时候，他房间里总是藏着很多甜品啊。
So my favorite is sweet rice, but sweet rice like what is called Amrita Kelly. You ever heard of Amrita Kelly? How many of you can make sweet rice? If you can make sweet rice, put your hands up.
他说我最喜欢做的就是这个甜奶饭啊。
No one?
你们谁会做甜奶饭的举手。
You can make?
会做甜奶饭的举手。
Okay. So the lazy way to make sweet rice is to put some rice, some milk, let it boil on the stove, and you go do something else. You forget about it. 10 minutes later, you come, you switch the stove off. The sweet rice is ready. Here we are. Here's your sweet rice.
然后呢，比如做这个甜奶饭，最懒的一种方式是这样的：把这个米和牛奶放在一起啊，就去煮。开始煮了之后呢，你就去干其他事情了。过十分回来之后，十分钟回来，你把这火关掉，然后就说甜奶饭做好了。
But that's not good sweet rice. You know when the rice is at the bottom and the milk is on the top? You got to put the spoon right and get some rice. That's not good sweet rice. You got to stand there by the pot and go on churning it for a long time. As it gets hot and the rice melts and it becomes like one rich nectar, ambrosia.
然后呢，就是好的这个甜奶饭呢，是你要一只手在那个边上去搅动啊。然后呢，火烧起来之后呢，锅越来越热。然后呢，你就把这个甜奶饭一直搅搅搅，让这个甜奶饭和这个牛奶都融在一起。
So that's the real sweet rice. You know, when
那是真正的甜奶饭啊。
In Ramuna, where Mother Vendra Puri, he was the Lord, you know, Radha Gopinath, he stole one pot of sweet rice for Mother Vendra Puri. Do you know that story?
然后呢，就是我们听到那样的故事，说这个 主这个Gopinath 啊，他呢偷了留了一碗这个甜奶饭给这个 Madhavendra Puri。
In 1989, I went to this place in Ramuna.
在这个1989年的时候，我去了这个 Ramuna 这个地方。
And they gave me one small pot, clay pot of sweet rice, to some Rita Kelly.
然后呢，他们呢，有人给了我一小杯这个泥碗的那种这个甜奶饭啊。
It was so tasty that I ate everything and I started wiping the pot like this and licking it and eating that also.
然后那是那么好吃啊，我把那个甜奶饭吃完之后呢，用手把里这个碗里面所有的地方都刮得干干净净的，把它都舔干净。
How many of you are guilty of this? When you have prasad and it is so tasty and you want that sweet and sour sabji and the Prabhu is saying, sorry, it's all finished. Then you take your plate and you take every single drop out of the plate.
然后呢，就像你有一个 prasad 特别好吃啊，然后呢，你想再多要一点，他说对不起啊，帕布没有了，吃光了啊。
Yeah.
然后你就拿起盘子来，把里边的一点一滴的都刮干净啊，
yeah.
都舔干净的。
So I must warn you, you haven't been told. This group of devotees, you see they're sitting in the corner, these three devotees, they're part of this group of devotees who came with in the Juna Swami. Gaura Nitai, Prabhu, Gaura Hari, Prabhu. Put your hands up.
Haribo!
Yes. Tribhuvaneshwar Prabhu.
Haribo!
And Dinadayal Prabhu.
Haribo!
And I tell you, they are connoisseurs when it comes to taking prasad.
然后呢，就是他们呢，就是非常非常喜欢这个吃prasad的嘛。
You know the word connoisseur? How you saying it? It's very, very expert.
他们是这个美食家，是prasad的美食家。
So how many of you have been 10 years in Krishna consciousness? 10 years or more?
有多少人呢是在归神之约十年以上的
okay, Mahabhav Prabhu. Now after 10 years when he takes prasad, and in the temple room it's Krishna Ashtami, there's 15 pots of prasad, he'll go past the pots and say, I'll have little of that. Let me see what's available first. Because when he's starting there, when he finishes there, his plate is not going to look like that. So he knows, I'll take some of that. I'll take a little bit more of the chutney. And I'll take one rasa gulals. So he knows what his plate is going to look like because he has 10 years experience. He knows how to have now an ISKCON feast. Isn't it?
然后呢，比如说这个，就是说你如果说有这个十年以上在 ISKCON 里边做奉献者的经验，然后这个 Vyasa 之前供奉有那么多个品种，然后呢，你就看到之后你就想，我呢会这个要一点点，那个呢要一点点啊，然后之后呢，我就知道能够想象得出最后我这个盘子里是什么样子的。
So from where I come, South Africa, there's many Chinese cuisine. And I like Chinese food also.
然后我生活的这个南非这个地方呢，那也有很多这个中餐厅，很多这个中式的食品，我非常喜欢。
Now I'm in the land of the Chinese.
现在呢，我是在这个就在中国的土地上了啊。
And I don't have to have the imitation noodles and whatever they make in South Africa with the chopsticks.
然后呢，我不用再去吃这个南非那儿他们做的那种模仿的这个面条了啊。
And I can have the real thing.
然后呢，我可以吃到这个真的正宗的东西啊。
So I'll encourage you all to quietly invite me.
然后呢，我这个就是要求你们来这个。这个真诚的邀请我啊。
And tell me, this is Chinese food at its best.
然后呢跟我说这是这个中国的食物啊，这是最好的。
So when I go back to South Africa, I'm going to boast. And I say, ha, I'm coming from Hong Kong. And the Chinese cooked for me personally. Your guys are all useless.
然后呢我回南非去就可以和那些人说啊，我去了香港啊，这个中国这个奉献者这个亲自的为我做饭啊，你们这些人都是没用的。
Anyway, I think I'm speaking too much.
可能是我说的太多了啊。
The time has come, so we'll stop there. Hopefully we'll get an opportunity again the next week to speak to you.
然后呢，我们今天就讲到这里，希望下周呢，再有机会来跟大家交谈。
Or maybe I might not, because there's two swamis here at the moment.
然后呢，可能我不会有机会了，因为这有两个 Swami 啊。
So we're looking forward to a lot of nectar.
我们呢就是这个期待，我们会期待有很多很多甘露出现。
It's like one game in South Africa, and they scream, "Are you ready?"
就像这个南非有一种这个比赛啊，然后比赛他们就会这样喊啊，准备好了。
So I'm asking you, "Are you ready?"
我也会这个就要求你们啊，预备。
Because the nectar is going to come.
这个甘露就会出现了啊。
Lot of nectar. I'm already getting excited.
我已经感觉到很兴奋了。
I was sleeping in my hotel room last night.
我昨天晚上住在宾馆的房间里啊。
Hari Paul Maharaj is going to be giving class this morning.
然后我这个今天早上会讲课啊。
And then Mahabal Prabhu came and he said, "I got to give class."
然后这个 Mahabal Prabhu 就过来说，是我要讲课的。
And I said, "That will spoil everything."
然后呢，这个我就说这会毁了一切的。
But anyway, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
You'll have any questions or comments you want to ask?
有任何问题吗
？Not the form, the burden of the earth. He comes in this transcendental form to relieve the burden of the earth. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says.That whenever there's a decline of religion and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I manifest millennium after millennium in order to re-establish the principles of religion and to kind of chastise the miscreants. So not referring to him, but he's referring to the work he's basically come to do on the planet. Only Krishna can do this. It is just like in the Mathura police station. Gaurav, did you see? They have...the Mathura police station. Paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya cha duskritam. Vinasaya cha duskritam means to chastise, to annihilate the miscreants. And the police is taking on that job. I don't think they can do it. It's too difficult for them. Especially when you have demons it's like big, big demons also. So the police, like South Africa, crime is gone out of control.Police can't handle it. They're killing the police. So, paritranaya vinasaya chuduskritam. Only Krishna. That's the end of Kali. He comes as Kalki. Isn't it? Takes a sword, white horse. Yes. No one else can do this. It's a very big job. Anyway, thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki.
Yeah.
We'll have Guru Puja, right? Prabhu? Is that it?